Hey there, it is Wednesday, July 26th. I'm Ashley Rowe. Clear skies overnight, lows in the 70s. You're going to want to limit your time outdoors tomorrow, though. The temperature will reach 97 degrees. It's going to feel like the mid-100s when you factor the humidity. A civil rights group is getting involved in pushing for answers about Alicia Watts, who's been missing now for more than a week. The group joined family and friends at a press conference in Charlotte. That's where Watts and her boyfriend were supposed to go to a comedy show on July 16th. But there were no shows. The boyfriend was found unresponsive 2 days later in her car in nearby Anson County. Watts nowhere to be found. The State Department of Health and Human Services has revealed the federal Medicaid regulators have given the green light to begin expansion of Medicaid coverage as early as October if elected officials will enact the budget. The budget was supposed to be in place by June 30th, but lawmakers are still negotiating over tax cuts. This expansion could impact up to 600,000 adults who earn too much to qualify for traditional Medicaid, but too little to receive even heavily subsidized private insurance. And superstar singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor has died. The Irish musician's family shared a statement saying that they are devastated and they wish to have some privacy right now. They did not share a cause of death. For more on these stories and more, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Ashley Rowe.